Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Wiped his hands on the jersey
of a 10-year-old
when he's at a urinal.
Yes.
And then you guys went out.
And then we went out and urinated on their jersey.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Hey, that was a good night last night, Greg.
We got to pace ourselves, Wiggs. It's only 6:30.
Nah, don't worry about it. We'll get there, Curtis.
Okay. Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Have you ever had dry socket? That's in your mouth?
You know what? Damn right.
Ty had to think about how to answer the dry socket.
Yeah, because you know, you got to say, hold on, let me see what the hell you're talking about, Coco.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Should have did a deck battle.
So,
Greg, this is on you. You brought it up.
Yeah,
Shime came unarmed to a pack battle.
Right.
Unprepared,
really. Yeah, unprepared and unarmed.
See who has the biggest deck.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's popping?
Curtis, have we hit 80 yet?
Have you hit 80? No, we're not even 60. Let's see here. It
looked like it was 77 when I woke up this morning. An hour
it was hot.
Or
yeah.
So.
No, it's 71 in downtown Boston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Feels warmer.
We're on the way to 80. Am I correct about that?
Oh, but we're going well past 80 today, okay. Greg.
All right. Full heat wave.
No complaints.
Thoughts and prayers to those who are heading to the job site or working in a kitchen or working in an attic or whatever it is. And as always, and I speak from the position of an elderly neighbor, please check on your elderly neighbors if you can today.
And hydration is key.
That is correct. That is correct. And we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. There is a new NBA champ, Wiggy.
Yep.
And I don't know, maybe things would have gone differently if not for the injury to Halliburton, but you end up with the OKC Thunder as your NBA champions, and didn't go the way they wanted, I guess, ratings wise, Curtis. But
it was a good game. The first half, you fell apart. If you're a Pacers fan, the team fell apart in the third quarter. And that's where they really, Oklahoma City, took advantage. Other than the kid T.J. McClellan, no one else could score. They had 18 points off a turnover.
Tyrese looked good before he went down, though. Yeah, he was having a game before it happened.
And is he done for all of next year?
Yeah, I think it's the Tatum thing.
It is?
Yeah, because you could see as soon as they showed the replay.
Oh, and they showed it 9 million times.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was his Achilles that got popped, and... but, you know, Indiana still had a chance. They played them tough, but that third quarter is what changed it. And then they got up by 20, and Indiana had one last run, but they couldn't do it. So, I mean, you know, good for Oklahoma City. It was a good series. It went 7 games, but...
I'm just happy for the safety of the person that painted the buses that Oklahoma City won.
Because yes.
He would have had a really long rest of his life if that cost the Thunder their championship.
If I'm a Pacers fan this morning, though, I wish that they had lost earlier, because then you don't have to worry about Halliburton next season. Like, the fact, because he was playing, it was a strained calf going into it, right?
Yeah.
So then the conversation starts, should he have even been playing on that? I get it's a game 7, everybody plays for it, but now you lose one of your best players for a whole season next year.
But he played in game 6 and game 5.
Right,
with
but the obviously that, yeah. that impacted
Yeah, that affected it,
it
you yeah. know, but you never know those things are going to happen. It's like, you got to go out there and play, and you sorry, you're like, you know, like you said, he hit 2 threes, and then that was it, so, but OKC, they got a young team, we'll see what
Dynasty?
Happens.
Dynasty?
And they're going to be tough, though, man. They're going to be tough. They have to pay Jalen Williams.
Why, whenever a team wins, no matter how obscure, do we have to spend the next week talking about if it's the start of a dynasty? Like, I feel like when I was growing up, you won 3 and then you started the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, there legit has been, no, in my mind, no dynasty since the Patriots. The argument is attempted when it comes to the Chiefs, but there's no, can you think of any other that even comes close?
Yeah, I would say probably the Chiefs would be closest
really.
One.
That's the closest one.
What, they won 3 or 4 championships?
They won 3, so I would say...
Yeah, you would say that in like 4 or 5 years, right? I mean, I guess that the whole, the dynasty conversation has changed into, well, like, what's considered a dynasty? Winning 2 championships and...
Well, a dynasty is dominating an era with several championships. I don't think there's, like, a literal definition. It's
more
you know when you see it. But, like, the Yankees in the late 90s or 2000s, a dynasty.
Yeah, I would say Chiefs probably then. Even we had this conversation, Greg, maybe it might have been on Friday, off air a little bit. You look at the Panthers, the Florida Panthers. Yeah, and I wouldn't say that... They're a dynasty, but probably some people could make the argument that they won back-to-back championships. They lost in another one. They've been, you know, in the playoffs for like the, you know, 5 or 6 years straight. So,
and all we're talking about right now is how they're going to afford to keep everybody. So if they are able to keep the guys that are going to impact that team moving forward, yeah, you've got to talk dynasty for them.
But Curtis might be right. You need to get 3 in like a 6-year span to be considered a dynasty.
Right, because you have the Steelers of the 70s in the NFL. You have the Niners 80s with Montana and Young. And then you have the Cowboys in the 90s, Patriots in the 2000s and the 2010s, and then the Chiefs now all had at least 3.
And Golden State maybe might have been the last dynasty in basketball.
Right.
Also, Marchand running around Florida all weekend, throwing the 4 more years hand signal up is a little bit hurtful.
Wow.
I mean, it hurts a little bit here.
I love watching him.
I mean, he probably, at least the way he played in that series, he looks like he could play 4 more years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Florida, too.
I don't think he's coming back here. I mean, I don't. Curtis, do you think there's a chance that, I mean, there were some.
Like to the North End or to play?
I don't think he's going to return.
He ain't coming to neither. No. He's living his best life down there.
He likes 11 too much. They had to pull him out of there.
Oh yeah, the weather's nice. Yeah. He's got new life. He's the guy down there that his teammates love him. You know?
Do all hockey players drink more than any other athlete?
I would say it'd be pretty tough to drink those guys under the table.
I would say so.
They can get after it hard. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and who wouldn't want to live in Florida? I mean, honestly, I. The taxes make a difference.
And it was a pretty decent side parade, right?
Yeah.
The weather was nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
the weather's very hot. Like, I wouldn't say the weather's nice right now. Mm-hmm. I would not choose Florida to live in at this time of the year.
No, but it's better, like, 8 months of the year out of the year better than it is here.
So. Yeah, oh, hands down.
That's a reasonably, if you're watching the show on Twitch this morning.
It's two rows deep.
There's a reasonable amount of people that are there.
People are there, they're going to the beach, and they're like, what's going on? Who are you?
Right, they just happen to stumble on, like, well, are they having a festival down here?
Who's the short guy with the big nose and a trophy?
What's that thing he's holding?
And speaking as we were of the NBA, Ime is going to get to coach Kevin Durant this season.
How about that? So. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That'll definitely be interesting. He gave up a couple young players and Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, so it'll be interesting. And last year, you got to give him credit. Houston was pretty good.
Yeah.
They had a good team. You had Kevin Durant to the team, so I guess we'll see what happens.
This is Ron from Lynn. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Greg. Long time no hear.
What's up?
Yo, we talk about Dynasty, and you got a great radio DJ Dynasty with your many years on the air.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it, or is there more?
Oh, there's more. Okay. You should know me by now, Greg, if I don't, my voice don't ring a bell.
Oh, no. It's ringing the bell loudly. I was thinking, driving in this morning saying, I hope Ron calls.
I always love you, Greg, even though you always say no to charity of my choice.
Oh, wow. You always say no?
Well, who do I owe $100 to?
An epilepsy foundation.
Curtis, should I say farewell to Ron?
No, I'm actually curious.
Okay.
When was the last time you talked to Greg?
Yeah, well, it was about like 6 years ago when Bruins lost Game 7 at home.
Oh, yeah. Great. You tell me.
Okay. So you must have bet on something.
We probably had a $100 wager on that, baby. Yeah.
Big Binnington guy, Ron?
What's up, my friend?
Are you a big Binnington guy?
Even though you always... Whatever the hell that is, I guess. I'm just a big guy.
He likes the Blues.
Ron, is it possible? Yeah. Is it possible that you're calling this morning and you're still at Bernie's Hampton Beach, New Hampshire from Friday?
I'm in Peabody.
Okay.
I'm in Peabody right across the street from the banana.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
Great spot, Golden Banana.
Great spot over there.
If I don't want to be Bo and Luke Duke and jump across the highway, I just walk down the street to the cab.
Yeah, you could do that. A very timely reference there to the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, it is always great to speak with you. Thank you for taking the time to call, and I hope you survive the heat. Because it's hot out there.
No, one more thing, Greg.
Yes.
When are you going to settle this bet we got?
Yes. He wants his C-note, Greg.
Is it 100 to you or is it 100 to a charity?
It was going to be 100 to a charity. What charity?
What is the charity of your choice, Ron?
Savers.
What is
because
it?
Because they support the Apple. Savers.
Okay.
You know, the thrift store.
Oh, the thread.
You know, because.
Oh, the used clothing store. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the number one. I got a history of epilepsy. That's what happens when you got three fractures in the skull from the age of three.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to hear about that. Oof. But yes, okay.
Hey, my mother, it was the 70s.
Oh, it was in the 70s. Yeah, well,
different
crazy, then. Crazy decade.
Yeah.
All right, Ron.
What did you lose to Ron?
Sounds like a Game 7 bet for the finals.
Oh, okay.
Game 7, Bruins, Blues. St. Louis.
He must have took the...
More than 6 years ago.
Yeah, he must have took the Blues.
Was that almost 10 years ago?
Wow.
8 years ago, I
2000,
guess.
Whatever that
seven.
Was.
2017? Blues was 19.
Yeah. 18 or something like that?
Yeah, so 6 years ago. Right?
I know, because that was me and Lauren's first date was Game 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
there
you go. Really? Can we get
Very
Ron back
cute.
On?
Now, who asked whom?
I asked her out.
Oh, how did you meet her?
Through an app online.
Oh.
which okay. one? Right. Punish Me?
They're all Punish Me, Curtis.
Some kind of a Pokemon app, or was it?
No, actually, she's
a dating app.
No, actual dating app.
All right.
Which one?
What year was the photo that you used on the app from? Was it within the last 10 years? Or?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, okay. It was from that year.
Oh, really?
All right. Hat on or hat off?
Hat on, Curtis. Yeah. What do we think this is?
Oh,
I was big time balding at that
but
point.
But what was she thinking, though, when you had the hat on the date when you have to take it off? She shocked a little bit?
No, she was not. Not shocked at all, Wiggy. That's how I knew.
When I watch Pop the Balloon, a lot of the female contestants, guys who wear hats, they say, hey, can you take the hat off?
You know, if you're looking at a guy's dating profile and he's wearing a hat in every photo, you are understanding that he is bald underneath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit shocking. We saw it recently, I believe, at the match. And you just look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
Not saying that you look bad or anything like that.
Just different.
You look great.
You look very different.
You really do.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm across from the banana is just an epic start to the day.
I know exactly where he is.
Isn't that place closed?
No, the bananas. I think the Golden Banana is still open and
still,
going strong.
Yeah, it's going strong.
Up there on Route 1. Yeah.
That's male strippers, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's all that's female.
No. Oh.
I don't think there's a male strip club in Massachusetts.
Well, the name would.
The name would indicate that, you would think, but no.
No.
Oh,
where the name comes from, but I get what you're saying, Courtney. Okay. But he said if he didn't want to Dukes of Hazzard the highway, he would just walk down to the cabbie.
I don't know.
Courtney thought Rod was waiting outside of him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't judge.
No, of course. God love him.
Cabaret's still open. He's still going to just, like you said, he can walk down the highway and not have to worry about getting hit by a car. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, shout out your mom who worked at the cabaret.
She did.
Pause. As a server.
First set of boobs. Was that the cabbie?
First set of boobs you ever saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world.
That was the original dump dump out.
It's like the second door opened up. If you've been to the cabaret, it's got like the first door, and then this is like this little hallway piece. I ain't been there. And then the set, and it was like, you know, the gates of heaven opened up.
How did everything that happened Friday, and I mean everything that happened Friday at Bernie's, not include a dump out? Like, I'm shocked that we got through the entire thing Friday, Thursday and Friday, without a dump out.
That was, there's no better way to describe it than surreal. Like, it was unbelievable. I thought I got to my car at, like, 10:15 or whatever. It was 10:45.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just talking to people from the end of the show, walking across the street, it was unprecedented.
We have to say thank you to everybody who was out on Thursday night or out on Friday morning for the road show in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. That's the biggest roadshow crowd ever. Am I right? Am I right about that?
100%.
Nothing comes close.
No, nothing comes close. And there is no drunker crowd.
Yeah,
like
they go
out.
Hard.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that.
I do too.
Like they go hard.
But throwing up in your hands at 10 a.m. is a choice.
But where else are you supposed to throw up?
Right. That is true.
Wait, who threw up in their hands?
I'm not going to say names.
Very nice listener.
You can't go that far.
I think they were they a part of a Jack and Jill that was going on or something?
Huh?
What? I don't think they care.
I hope not. Yes, very nice couple.
I think it's the couple that I encountered on an old man walk in the seaport when they were having their proposal. Is that the same couple?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I think so.
Courtney, you would be horrible on the stand.
No, I didn't say them.
Courtney would not make a good witness.
No. Nope. You would. Yeah. You would be like, what is it, the McCabe there?
She's like Jen McCabe.
No.
I think so. Maybe.
She gives the feds the wrong name when they ask by accident. That's Courtney as a witness. The crowd was unbelievable. You guys are just the best. I don't know how to say thank you.
I mean, we've all been sauced up and thrown up.
Oh yeah,
many a places.
Was that the only real incident, or there was
another woman who I hope that she reaches out because I was worried about her. She hit the deck pretty hard post show.
Yeah.
And Talina and I were over there quite quickly.
Oh, you knew she was going down though. She had like the wobble legs, trying to just, no matter, every time she came up to us, you could tell she had you knew it was just a matter of time before she went down.
I've never seen it before, but Wiggy and Talina tried to do tandem mouth-to-mouth.
She was too drunk.
I've never seen that before.
No, I stay far away from that.
I didn't know that was medically accepted, Curtis.
It was really are you taking her top off?
No, believe me. She had a bubbly attitude.
Yes.
And great, drank a bunch of it.
Great personality.
Yes, yeah, great personality.
Oh, dear.
And we're also accepting photos. I got a bunch of them this morning, but we took a lot of photos, so please send them to locallegendsghs @gmail.com.
Okay, yeah. If you have a photo from a road show or any other encounter with the show, send it to, email it if you can, to locallegendsghs@gmail.com. And we will get you into our photo array on Twitch and on YouTube. And speaking of Twitch, this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I believe this week, Chime, is the launch of the 50% off, 50% of the store sale.
That's correct, Greg. It starts
today.
Tomorrow.
It begins tomorrow.
Begins tomorrow, yep.
Tomorrow at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. A lot to get to today, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend. We will discuss what Christian Campbell said about first base gate and other things. And speaking of Rafael Devers, in a roundabout way, we may need some beef splaining on Ortiz v. Devers, which continues to heat up.
Oh, yeah.
When there's a cage match, a verbal cage match underway between David Ortiz and Rafael Devers.
Going to need a translator for that one,
though. I mean, it's wild. Yeah. So we will talk about that coming up on the show this morning.
It's a pretty one-sided beef, wouldn't you say?
Rafael is not responding, right. I don't think. No.
Created the beef, actually.
Yeah. We got receipts, though.
That is so lame. Yeah. It's so lame.
Well, we can get to that.
We can
get to that. And Hill Notes at 9:20. So you can leave one of those on any topic now or anytime this morning on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 this morning. Here to start us off is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The OKC Thunder are your NBA champions. 103-91 was the final for Game 7. SGA had a double-double, 29 points and 12 rebounds. It was a tough break for the Pacers, however, who not only lost the game, but also lost Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Elsewhere in the NBA, Greg brought it up, but KD is headed to Ime and the Rockets, while the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-rounders. So who wins that trade, would you say, Wiggy?
I would say that the Houston Rockets, because they needed scoring, and you got a scorer in Kevin Durant. And I think if you're a team that's kind of right in the mix, looks like a good win for the Rockets.
The Red Sox dropped their final and the series with the Giants. 9-5 was the final yesterday. A lot going on with the Red Sox this weekend, as Jaron Duran and Alex Cora were ejected in the finale during the bottom of the eighth when they were upset about a replay call that called Duran out. Hunter Dobbins has been placed on 15-day IL, and the Red Sox now have the Angels on deck. 9:38, first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start tonight.
Buehler?
You actually know this, Greg? I just broke this morning. Hunter Dobbins was one of the two pilots on the B-2 that flew to Iran on Saturday night.
I didn't know
night.
That.
Yep. 37-hour round trip.
That's pretty good.
Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show.
And speaking of losing somebody to a torn Achilles, best wishes to everyday listener and sometime contributor on this show, Baseball Brett, who sadly tore his Achilles over the weekend in Las Vegas.
Oh damn.
No.
So, the hell
was he like jumping too hard at a house party?
Right. I mean, what was he doing?
I think he and our friend Jake C were leaving Loud Luxury or something, and there was
great
some
band
sort of
or
a,
great artist.
Some sort of a incident, probably with a curb or a sneaker, or I don't know the full details. But
did they just
thoughts and prayers?
Somebody stop like a pickup basketball game?
Oh my god! Hospital immediately.
I believe he just returned home.
Yeah,
I immediately left Las Vegas.
I thought you were going to say he tore it trying to chase down Roman Anthony on Hanover Street.
I don't know about that. But best wishes to baseball, yeah. Brett.
Oh, my
God. He can still call, though.
Right.
I just texted him.
See if he's going to need surgery or if he's going to go without.
That was dedication mid-trending text.
can you go without surgery?
Some people do.
After tearing your Achilles?
I think so.
I thought that was like a torn ACL you could do, but Achilles.
I don't know. Have to get surgery.
Yeah.
All right. Or maybe you do. I thought you some people like people that didn't play sports. Just, you know.
ACL you can. I don't know about Achilles.
All right.
617-779-7937.
And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumstick thighs or leg quarters bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time? Order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We have our leads.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next.
I'm so old, Chime. I hear that, and all I think is Channel 38 commercials. Remember that, Wiggy?
Yeah, I think of Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes, I understand. That is the film, the soundtrack that is from, but it also used to be the Heat is on Channel 38, and then they would talk about the Red Sox and the Bruins playing on Channel 38. Back, Courtney, when there were only 5 channels.
It's crazy.
Heat is on. Full heat wave underway officially today. So 3 days getting up, I guess near 100 maybe tomorrow, right, Curtis? That's the day to be worried about?
Yep. Not a heat wave, though, in Boston. Unlikely to get to 90 today. You have to be over 90.
Okay. All right. Well, keep yourself cool however you do that. We are on the road again this week for roadshow number 7. And on Friday morning, we will be at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester. No word on whether Shime will be able to sneak on to the greasy pole in some way, shape, or form while we are up there enraging the town fathers in Gloucester. But We will be up there the night before Thursday night. We are going to be in Rockport at My Place by the Sea. And while we are there...
Can we actually eat?
yes, I think we should be able... We should schedule that.
Fun.
Oof. Yeah. while we are there in Rockport on Thursday, we are going to raise money for the family of Captain Andrew Porter of the Rockport Fire Department, who passed away unexpectedly last month and left behind his wife and two children under the age of 5.
Oh. Mm.
So at My Place by the Sea, I believe that you can tip your servers and your bartenders, and that money, thanks to those incredible people and to an anonymous donor, that money will go to the family of Captain Andrew Porter when we are at My Place by the Sea, which is beautiful. Outdoors, on the water.
Food looks great. Like,
everything looks great for Thursday night. So, and Mike Milbury will be there, our hockey analyst, and I use the term loosely on this show. Mike Milbury will be there behind the bar on Thursday night.
Okay.
No way that, I don't think there's any way that he can equal the performance by the great Ty Law on Friday morning. Woo. Ty was there late into the afternoon.
How did he make it to the airport?
I saw him. We had a late lunch, me and Ty and Ty Law Jr.
Yeah.
In Boston. And then he was on his way to the airport and on his way to Las Vegas for a golf
tournament. That man has no off switch.
He's able to go. That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Yes.
That is why he is a Hall of Famer.
Did you see who he was golfing with?
Yes.
I saw Ninkovich out there. Ninkovich was doing stories. Who else did he?
Mac Biz? You talking about Malcolm Butler?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Ty got some Corvus and some answers.
Well, we can find out. I'm sure Ty will share if he did.
That's when you get the real answers.
Yep.
That's when you get the real ones.
That looked like it was a fun trip to Vegas for Ty.
Did he say what it was for? Because, like you said, Ninko was there.
It was like a company, some sort of a company outing. He was happy to share how much he was being paid to play golf with me. So it was a pretty penny. It's actually a good amount of money. I was surprised.
Ty Law.
Yeah.
Ninkovich, Malcolm Butler. Yeah. He was probably a plenty of other guys.
Ty's probably the most expensive out of all of them.
So anyway, look forward to seeing you guys. Only two road shows left. And so this week we are on the North Shore, and then we wrap it all up on the 3rd of July at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee.
I'm so excited about Winnipesaukee, but I can't think that far ahead because I am so excited about Gloucester. I think Gloucester is going to impress us.
You do?
Mm-hmm. The hotel alone has me all jazzed up because it's a gorgeous hotel. Yeah. I will be spending the day at the pool there.
Yeah. And my boy's coming down. He's going to bring his Know Your Role, his egg rolls.
Oh,
remember I told you about that, my boy Dave D?
Yeah.
He's going to bring whatever kind you want, chicken palm.
All right, good. I don't say no to free food ever. So we'll see you this week, North Shore Roadshow number 7. And Shyam, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Did somebody say it's getting hot in her? I believe that's Nelly.
Well done, Greg. Yeah. Good job by you.
Yeah, it's getting hot in her.
Okay. You can't have it both ways, though. I'm somebody who was bitching last month about how bad the weather was.
Right.
And so I cannot bitch about the fact that it's going to be in the near 90s this week. You got to embrace it.
Get to a pool or the beach.
Yep. It is going to be a Subaru summer, and Subaru is presenting today's leads. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. After seeing the Kevin Durant trade where the Phoenix Suns acquired a good little player in Jalen Green, who's only 23 years old, a role player in Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick, and then 5 second-round picks, I think it is imperative that the Celtics at least listen to offers for Jaylen Brown.
I knew you were going to say
like,
that.
Like, I understand that Kevin Durant is much older than Jaylen Brown, but the benefit of Durant is that his contract expires after next year, so he becomes a free agent again, and you don't have to worry about paying him long-term, whereas Jaylen Brown still has, I think, 3 or 4 years left on his deal, so you would have to pay him that 50-plus into the $60 million range over the next 4 or 5 years. But again, younger player in much better shape, way more in his prime than a guy like Kevin Durant. So just seeing what the return for Durant was, knowing Jason Tatum is likely out until basically next year's playoffs, you have to at least listen. And I know it was a big thing with Shams last week that the Celtics were going to get thrown crazy offers at them. They can't just willy-nilly deny all of them. They have to at least listen, because if someone is going to blow you away with an offer, you have to be willing to accept.
And I think he's going to get blown away. Not only do talk about the Kevin Durant trade, but I think it might have been last week, the Desmond Bain.
Yes.
They gave up 4 first-round picks for him. They gave up 5 last year. It was the Knicks who gave up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. So the amount of what you could potentially get back for a guy like Jaylen Brown is way more than those guys. But I'm kind of with Courtney on this one. If you're going to trade Jaylen Brown, and I'm not sure if you are on the same page, I want an already established all-star caliber player similar to him. I don't care about no 5 draft picks.
Yeah. Well, and can you just, for the 90th time, explain that to all of us, how that works when it comes to the trade and the salaries needing to be in a similar realm? Can you explain that to me?
So the salaries don't have to perfectly match, but there has to be a balance. I'm not as fluent in NBA cap as I may be in NFL cap. But
Curtis?
Yeah, there's an algorithm. You got to carry the two, divide it by okay. pi.
All right.
Well, Rich was telling me, Rich and Adam.
Can any of Craig Breslow's AI, artificial intelligence instruments, inform us on how that works?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably okay. So.
Okay. Thought partners.
But no, Rich and Adam Jones, they're big basketball guys, and they said you'd only have to take back about 20 or 30% of the salary. So there is ways around the money not having to add up like people think it is.
A texter says that return on KD when the contract is expiring is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what makes it appealing to the Rockets, right? Is that it's an expiring contract. So for them, they get what they believe is a superstar caliber player for a year to try and make a push and help their younger guys get better and grow more and try and be competitive for a title, because they feel like it's there for them. It's like it's available. And look, I wouldn't take that exact deal for Jaylen Brown. I'm just saying you have to be open to listening. That's all.
I see more and more Celtics fans who would be okay with Giannis for Jaylen Brown straight up.
I would.
Yeah. You would?
I would all day long.
Uh-oh. With the Bucks?
Courtney's not going to be happy.
I think the Bucks would.
Really?
You wouldn't want, Giannis, I think he might be 31 or 32. I'm not exactly sure. You get a 28-year-old who's going to be on the contract for the next, 4 or 5 years. Where I think Giannis maybe got 2 years left, but you can double check. Who's a little bit older. Maybe the Bucks say, all right, we build around a guy like Jaylen Brown that wants to be here, because Giannis maybe doesn't look like he necessarily wants to be there. So I think the Bucks would definitely do that trade.
I just feel like Jaylen wouldn't love playing in Milwaukee. Kind of feels
not.
Like a one-horse town.
Yeah, but if he's the lead dog, I don't think maybe that's as big as a deal to him.
And do NBA players have full no trades, or do those not exist in the NBA?
Some do. I think some. They have to pick and choose their location.
I think if you're being paid $70 million, you can kind of say, I'm not going to show up, and they say, I won't trade for you.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I don't think Jaylen Brown has a no trade, because he's brought up every time.
No.
Or has been brought up every time the offseason arrives. So.
But he may have some teams that he doesn't want to go to, and I bet he does. After.
And that's probably fairy tale land, because if you're the Bucks, you're not just going to trade Jaylen for Giannis. There's probably going to be some other pieces that come along with Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're the Celtics, you're going to have to give up a little bit more.
Okay. Shime, that lead was nice. Going to get... I'm accused of always saying great lead at the end of every lead, so I'm not going to do that anymore. But that was nice.
Thank you.
We are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Curtis's lead coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next. Coming up in about a half an hour at 7:20, they said it, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend, and we will certainly listen to what Christian Campbell said about first base gate and other things coming up at 7:20 this morning. And a reminder that you can leave a Hill note on any topic at any time, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. And you can leave that Hill note on the Odyssey app. So if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, you should. That will allow you to listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want, any time of the day or night. And you can also leave a Hill note. Just click on the microphone that you will see there. And leave us your thoughts at any moment or time. And I'm sorry, I'm just looking for some information. Quick Odyssey app appreciation for Paul, who works at ABCD on Tremont Street and is an everyday listener of this show on the Odyssey app. And I know that because I ran into his son, Joey, while grabbing myself a coffee on Saturday morning. And Joey listens as well. So it's a father, it's a father-son thing. And so thanks to the two of them. And I believe that families that listen to this show together will stay together.
Yep.
So thank you to both of them. And you can always listen to this show on the Odyssey app. Curtis, if you're wondering, strawberry latte at Blank Street is iced latte is what I grabbed myself on Saturday morning.
Wow.
Normally I'm just a regular iced coffee guy, but I went for the strawberry flavored latte, and it was very, very good.
$17
I was unaware of. I did it right on the app, the Cash App.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it was.
And we're fully back with straws now.
Oh yeah, no, okay. I've been cleared for everything. No, there's no dry socket.
Thank God.
I think everything is A-okay.
And wow. Speaking of coffee, Friday morning, somebody got you a coffee, and it wasn't Ken. Just want to let everybody know.
Yes, thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yep,
very much.
Just put it on my tab.
But yeah, I think we've avoided the dry socket. So thank God for that. I was terrified about the dry socket.
We know how painful that thing is.
I think I'm going to have to go back, get the stitches taken out at some point.
Did you have a dental procedure?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
I haven't mentioned it. Almost died, but luckily I made it through.
Good job.
And I don't know what has to happen next. Like, I don't know if they have to go back in there and reconstruct with the... I mean, do I just live with the molar not being there, or do I go back and get some kind of a...
I would think
a fake,
so.
A fake molar put in? I don't know.
I never had the wisdom teeth pulled out, so I never had any teeth issues, so
I
couldn't...
This is the, it was caused by wisdom tooth.
Okay.
But it was the molar that had to come out.
All right.
Now the wisdom tooth is still hanging back in there in an odd position. So, but I will not undergo that removal.
I'm sorry, I pivoted away from the strawberry ice latte.
Yeah, no, I will not. And there are multiple people who have been texting in saying that Wiggy and Courtney were correct. You can, when it comes to a torn Achilles, you do not have to get surgery.
Okay.
Oh, I was wrong there. Wiggy was
Wiggy was right.
I thought you needed it.
A lot of people are texting in and suggesting that you can let it heal on its own.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so.
Yeah, I think like a lot of like non-athletes maybe might avoid the whole surgery thing just for going up under the knife. Yeah.
All right, leads, lots of leads left, including one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Greg. An idea, next time Ron from Lynn calls in, can we just keep him on hold and ask him these questions? Like, do you need a surgery after an ACL tear?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank
you.
Boy, those Sox, what a different team without Devers. It's like the leaders are gone. I mean, the leaders are able to take control. The young guys are taking accountability. Cora's, oh, wait, they still suck. What an idiotic week that was for people in the media and fans of this team that are like, the cancer's gone. The sky's the limit now. Our best hitter is on the Giants. A couple of things that just sort of are important. In John Henry's Boston Globe, in the Sunday notes, Pete Abraham notes that there was never a trade demand by Devers to the Red Sox. There was a conversation where if they couldn't understand each other, maybe a trade would be the best for both parties, but there was never a trade demand. Also, the charge by Breslow and Sam Kennedy, I'm reading verbatim now, that Devers was setting a bad example for the young players with his attitude is specious at best. Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer have been taking their cues from Bregman since spring training, not Devers.
Mm.
And... you know, I just, I watched the games this weekend, and Jaron Duran, who is all about histrionics, going nuts, he needs to be a better fielder, period. And he's made too many mistakes that he needs to stop talking about umpires who stink and all these other, there is zero accountability on this team. And why would anybody think that you would be adding accountability by saying that the problem on the team was your best hitter, not that everybody needs to play better. And so I just watched the game yesterday, and I'm sitting back, and it's like just the drop of the like soft liner to second, pathetic, absolutely pathetic play by this team. They're not that good. And the behavior of David Ortiz and those around this team that fell right into the trap of the Red Sox smear campaign are better than that. You know, Rafael Devers was a bad teammate. He made a million mistakes.
So he was not blameless in your mind. There's some of the blame on Devers.
Right.
Or no.
Well, yeah, he acted like a jackass. Totally. Okay. So, and thank you for mentioning that. Rafael Devers should have, I would have been fine with a trade if you ate money and got players that could help your team this year, because I was told we've been building to this point when John Henry lit the Cohiba. And USA Today is now the latest. Bob Nightingale writes that the Mariners, Cubs, Padres, Braves, and Blue Jays all engaged with the Red Sox in discussions regarding a trade for Devers. However, the Giants' willingness to absorb the entirety of Devers' contract is ultimately what led to a deal with the Red Sox. It was a prerequisite. First and foremost, emptying the cash. Second, maybe let's get better. And for the people that thought that this was going to make the team better this year, I would just like to say you were wrong.
Alex Cora tossed from that game yesterday.
Yep.
Jaren Duran tossed from that game. Yep. I do feel like Duran had a case. Like,
oh, yeah, all day long.
He was safe.
I feel like his finger was on the bag. Pause. I think you're also right, Curtis, about like show what you got on the field and stop making a big
I mean, you
show
should have won that series. You had a really good opportunity to win that series, especially yesterday, that era that Gonzalez made at second base. That was a key factor because not only does he make an error and you give up a run, but then, what, two batters later, guy ends up hitting a two-run double. So that was kind of where you lost that game. And if you were able to win that series, I don't think, you know, maybe Curtis's lead is probably still the same, but you're like, all right, you won.
Yeah, but they lost it.
You won one series without Devers. You were able to beat San Fran with Devers. So,
And also a quick note, a lot of talk last week about nobody saying anything nice. Very long sit down with Trevor Story over the weekend where he talked extensively about how great Devers was and how he was caught off guard by it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Curtis.
Yep.
We will get to a lead from Courtney and then a lead from Wiggy and a lead from yours truly. All of that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.